From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. More than 16,000 agents currently patrol our borders. That makes the Border Patrol the largest law enforcement agency in the U.S. But black agents make up only about 1% of the total. 2 years ago, President Bush said he wanted to increase the total number of agents to 18,000 by the end of his term. The Border Patrol agency created the Minority Recruitment Strike Team. The agency also started a campaign to aggressively recruit African Americans. In a few minutes, we'll talk to Congressman Sylvester Reyes about the recruitment. But first, the officer in charge of the Minority Recruitment Team is Assistant Chief Michael E. Douglas. Chief, good to have you on.
Thank you.
So explain to us exactly what this Minority Recruitment Strike Team is.
Basically, what the team consists of is eight agents were traveling through the Southeast and were basically an extension of all of our other recruiting efforts. But we're doing it in areas that are not traditionally saturated with the recruitment effort. And that seems to be in the Southeast at this point.
Now, when you talk about the Southeast, are you talking about going to areas with large number of black folks and then suggesting that they take jobs further west or other places where the Border Patrol has more stations?
Yeah, we're making them aware, and that's basically what this campaign is getting the information out to the general public. And traditionally, we've been getting agents applications from the Southwest. Those areas are typically Hispanic and white living in those areas. So we wanted to get it in the areas where you have a higher concentration of African Americans, where you still have a concentration of white, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islanders, really across the demographic.
Why do you care if there are black agents? Why is it important to you?
It's very important with any agency and with any employer to have diversity. Diversity is very important, as well as just the fact that with the President putting out that we're going to increase the number of agents, we wanted to have our agency reflect that of America, reflect that of the common labor workforce.
Now, since it's a requirement for agents, or at least most of them, to speak Spanish, anyone can speak Spanish, but a higher percentage of Latinos do. So why not just go with people who already have the language skills that you'll need?
Well, for one, we want to make this job open to those who are not just native Spanish speakers. This is a country of diversity. It's diverse in ethnic group, also diverse in language. And it's also important that we make the job available to those who really do anything across the country. We have the Spanish being taught at the academy. They do a very good job of teaching it, and so that helps us to open it up to everyone.
So let's say that I walk into a recruitment session with your team. What would you say to me? What would you offer?
Well, basically what we're going to do is we're going to explain the benefits of the job. First of all, we're going to show you a video, and we're going to give you some idea of what we do, how we do it, why we do it, and the type of environment in which we work in. We're also going to answer any questions that you may have about the job. We're going to assist you in doing actually completing the application online.
When you think about some of the people you've spoken to, what kind of reactions do you get from them when they get your pitch?
Actually, we've gotten everything from wow to I didn't know anything about this before, and I'm glad there's someone here to tell us about it. Most of the people that we have contact with have never spoken to a Border Patrol agent. They haven't really heard anything about what we do as an organization.
There are agents who go out on horseback, on ATVs, four-wheel drives, on foot. It's not an easy job. What kind of person do you want to become an agent?
Well, we're looking for someone who enjoys the outdoors, someone who is motivated, who's willing to learn, someone who's patriotic, someone who cares about the safety of those in this country. We also welcome, really, veterans to apply. We welcome, really, people from all walks of life. There is no set pattern. But if they do not like the outdoors, of course, then it's not going to be the job for them. We do also need someone who has integrity, someone who is honest and trustful and able to do the right thing, even if no one else is there to see them do it.
Well, Chief Douglas, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
That was Border Patrol Chief Assistant Michael E. Douglas. He's also in charge of the Minority Recruitment Strike Team for the Border Patrol Agency. And now we welcome U.S. Congressman Sylvester Reyes. He represents Texas's 16th Congressional District. In the past, he was Sector Chief in El Paso for the Border Patrol. Congressman, great to have you on.
Pereira, nice to join you today.
Well, you know, about 10 years ago, I stopped by the El Paso headquarters when you were running the show. We got a chance to talk, and I did see African-American agents then, and I went back to the sector a couple of years for our show to do a recruiting trip, also saw African-American agents. What do you think of this whole move to try to recruit black agents? Is it important to the agency?
It is absolutely important. One of the strengths of our country is its diversity, and it's always helpful for any agency. Because I have this challenge in the intelligence community, being the chairman of the intelligence committee, they prioritize a workforce that's diversified. Any agency will do a better job if it knows and understands and appreciates different cultures, different languages. If we, as Assistant Chief Douglas just mentioned to you, if we reflect what our country looks like.
And also, Assistant Chief Douglas mentioned being trustworthy. There have been some incidents recently where, there's been allegations about corruption among some Border Patrol agents. It's definitely a situation, as many law enforcement situations are, where there could be an incentive to kind of cross the ethical line. There was, in 2003, a transition to put the department into Homeland Security. And because you now, as a congressman, are working on intelligence, what do you think the Border Patrol gains from being diverse, not just in terms of the borders, but in terms of being part of the larger intelligence and security world?
Well, the most fundamental part of this issue, addressing diversity, is also the culture of the agency. That's why what Chief Douglas talks about is important and relevant. It's important to communicate to prospective trainee agents that they're joining an organization that dates back to 1924, an organization who is the first line of defense, and today in the global war on terrorism takes even more prominence and more importance in the national security of our country. All of those have to be reinforced consistently, both at the time that you interview prospective hirees, at the time that they receive their initial indoctrination at the academy, throughout the whole training process. And I should also mention that all agents, when you first hire them, are on probation for the first year, and then they're not full agents in terms of being journeyman agents until their third year. So those 3 years are vitally important in making sure that they receive the training and the understanding that they're going to be working largely independently, maybe with a partner, in sometimes some of the most remote areas of our border regions. So that kind of reinforcement ultimately, I think, strengthens the workforce and sensitizes them to the culture that and the traditions that the Border Patrol stands for.
Let's pull out a little bit. You're representing the district in and around El Paso. It is, you know, very much Latino. El Paso and Juarez, Mexico represent this, you know, kind of megalopolis border area. You did not vote for the fence that is being put up right now. What would you like to see happen on the border that makes it secure but also allows for the cultural and economic connections to exist between Mexico and the U.S.?
Well, I think fundamentally we need to have a Secretary of Department of Homeland Security that has to do three things. First of all, there's got to be a national strategy for how to defend the homeland. And, of course, the Border Patrol is probably the most important component there because they're charged with protecting the country in between the ports of entry. So a national strategy is very important. Secondly, we have to have an individual that knows and appreciates the role that this country plays with both Canada and with Mexico, and has to have a commitment to working to get both those countries to work with us as partners in protecting our respective borders. And third, and probably most important, is a basic understanding that you're in charge of an agency that is comprised of 22 different agencies that are fairly diverse in terms of their duties. You've got FEMA in there, you've got the Coast Guard in there, you've got the Secret Service, you've got the Border Patrol, the Customs and Border Protection, the Immigration Service is in there. All of these make up the second largest federal agency in our country. So you've got to have those three priorities first and foremost on this national strategy.
Well, Congressman, thanks for your time.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
Congressman Sylvester Reyes represents Texas's 16th congressional district in the U.S. House of Representatives.